Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the second Tuesday of the month, it must be Craig Dean and the Entrepreneurial Spirit. Craig, how are you?
I'm doing very fine. Thank you.
This is great. We had a great show last month.
Yeah.
And here you are.
And it's going to be another great show today. I want to give a shout out to Leanne, who's actually not able to make it here today because she's been an entrepreneur.
That's even better than what?
Being in the construction business.
Yes.
When a job calls, you got to go immediately.
That was like that commercial when E.F. Hutton
speaks,
says something.
Everybody listens.
Yeah, remember that?
Like that? Yes.
I don't think that would work very well this time, right? If they were even around.
Exactly.
When Wall Street says something, no one listens.
People
anymore.
Protest.
Yeah, exactly. So we do have a great show. You have some great guests, Mr. Craig.
Yeah, this is going to be actually quite interesting. I'm just going to give their names and let them introduce themselves because I think what they're starting to do is actually fascinating. Because in my opinion, being an entrepreneur is what drives this country. You know, we've kind of gotten away from the entrepreneurs and made it so difficult to be in business. And with all the regulations and the hoops that we have to jump, it makes it difficult. So today we have Philip Lyles and Sandra Mendez Benson, or I should say Sandy.
Right.
Sandy?
Does it matter to you, Sandy or Sandra?
No, I'm definitely Sandy.
You're a Sandy?
She's a Sandy. Remember the movie Grease?
Yes.
That's me.
Sandra D. Sandra D. But this is, you know, this is Entrepreneurial Spirit Show, so this is a perfect match, a great show. Phil for it, Craig.
Okay. Philip, please introduce yourself and talk a bit about your program and how Sandy ties in with your program and how you guys met and exactly what you're doing at Arroyo.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. My name is Philip Lyles. I'm the principal at Arroyo Elementary School in the Washington School District. And this is my first year as being the principal at Arroyo. And one of my responsibilities coming in was to look at ways to do something that's important for me, which is find ways to help kids find creative outlets for learning and at the same time, identify some ways that we can attract some kids to our school. And it was evident to me when I first came to Arroyo this summer that there was a passion already there at Arroyo to do some creative things at the school to really work with kids and find some unique ways to teach them not only reading, writing, and arithmetic, but also find some creative ways to help them be prepared to be citizens and future entrepreneurs, if you will. And so I had the privilege of meeting Sandy Mendez Benson through our district superintendent this summer, and she came up with this fabulous idea called Arroyo Inc. And basically what it entails is that we're going to start training our students at Arroyo to be entrepreneurs and what it means to run a business. And come up with business plans. And not being a business person myself, I'm more on the education side of it. Sandy and I have worked really well together over the last several months and just coming up with ways to tie business and education together to make it fun and exciting for kids to learn.
And who will be the teachers, instructors? Are you going to have businesses locally come in and teach people how to be an entrepreneur or the existing teachers? How does that work?
Absolutely. The answer is yes and yes to both. We'll be working together initially through Junior Achievement. It's a nationally known program. We'll be working with them in conjunction with Junior Achievement starting in the spring of 2011, so here coming up shortly. And we'll be working with businesses within the school. They'll be bringing business owners in to teach the classes alongside some of my teachers there at Arroyo Elementary School to work together to provide the curriculum to begin teaching them things like community economy, financial literacy, work readiness and business management. And Sandy, jump in at any time.
Well, now I can see why Sandy got involved, because the businesses of Phoenix are getting involved, which is what your forte is.
That's
so
right.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I have a business background in general. I have a experience with corporate America and also sold real estate on my own for years. So I was somewhat of an entrepreneur. But how I got involved with this is I had the opportunity to attend the Arizona Business and Educational Coalition event, which is basically a partnership between the business community and education community trying to solve lots of issues as it revolves around education. And I attended that event, and at one point during the event there was a group of panelists on stage, primarily made up of business people, and there was a question by some folks in the audience, I believe they were administrators, who asked, what do we have to do to get the business community involved? Tell us, you know, what's the secret? And the response from the panelist was, just ask. And so that's sort of where this was born. We decided we're just going to ask. And so this is just one initiative that Washington Elementary School District is doing to reach out to the business community. But we have a variety of other opportunities. But as it relates to this today, I mean, I, as a parent, I look at my 7-year-old and my 5-year-old, and I think deep down inside we're all kind of entrepreneurs, aren't mm-hmm. we? And so I see what they're doing. My 7-year-old Pierce is always making something. It's usually, if it's a car that shoots, you know, something out of, you know, toilet paper rolls or whatever, he's got an incredible imagination. So he doesn't understand what he's doing. He doesn't understand the business concept behind it, but he is building something. And so I see the potential in a 7-year-old. And when you look at what 5th and 6th graders are talking about and doing and how capable they are with technology now, I think it's just a natural sort of blend for them to have an opportunity to sort of express their ideas and think about it from a business perspective. And for us, it's a great opportunity to sort of link the business community with education and some of the great things that we're doing, which is so critical now.
You know, I think you just hit the key word, imagination. I think it's the key to being an entrepreneur. Especially in this economy, you have to be so imaginative to keep going and going to come up with new innovative ideas. I mean, because the economy is literally changing every day. One day the market's up 400 points, the next day it's down 500. I mean, it's a constant yo-yo. And so to help these kids learn how to be creative at an early age, wow, what a foundation to build.
So let me ask you this. Is it just school, your school or the district? People are allowed to, the little kids allowed to take these courses. How do one qualify?
Right now we are in the piloting phase at Arroyo Elementary School. And at this point in time it is just Arroyo. It is, again, Arroyo Inc. And it's an exciting venture that we're actually in the planning stages, again, with implementation of our pilot program beginning January. I think it's January 17th, actually. So we're already beginning to recruit kids. At this point in time, for the first year of the pilot program, we're going to be dealing mainly with 5th and 6th grade students. And our intent is to really look at not only the kids' interest level, look at some outcomes, but also be able to begin to link what they're doing in the after-school program to how they're doing on tests, and see what impact Arroyo Inc. has on student achievement. We're real excited about the possibility. You know, going back to what Sandy said, from an education standpoint, imagination and creating something on your own—that's good learning. That's what we call best first instruction in the education field. And so what better way to help a kid learn than to actually create something with their hands, come up with an idea? It is really the inquiry or the scientific process as well. So it pulls in all kinds of different areas of science, technology, engineering, math. And it's one of those programs that we can't wait to get off and running. I wish we could be, you know, jump to it, but I know it takes a little time.
How do you even create this? I mean, how do you start, and how does it develop, and whose ideas, and how's the process work?
Well, it's actually started a while ago. There was a group that was pulled together, I think probably 6 or 9 months going on now, called Growing Arroyo, and they explored all kinds of opportunities and ideas to pursue in an effort to really sort of to turn the corner around for Arroyo. And so this was just one idea that came out of lots of thought and lots of other conversations that evolved. And, you know, some of us are really passionate about bringing – we understand the funding situation in Arizona, not unique to Arizona, but certainly, you know, that's where we live. And we're looking at as this as sort of an alternative of how can we bring business together with education and take advantage of – you know, there's so much that business has to offer that – oftentimes we don't know about, and we can't know about it until we work with them. And so that's really, you know, that's where it's coming. It's, you know, we have needs at our schools, and, you know, we understand that businesses are willing to contribute. And we think working together that we can actually contribute to the business community and their growth as well. So
let me ask, is there a limit to how many can participate?
At this point in time, we, again, because it's so, I would say, cutting edge, creative, we're looking at, for our pilot program, somewhere between 30 and 50 students, fifth and sixth graders, again in the spring. And we're looking to expand it out every year that we add on. Another thing that's exciting that that's happening at Arroyo is we are becoming, we're a K-6 school right now. Next year we'll be adding seventh grade and the following year eighth grade. So our intent, again, with the pilot program, looking at results, looking at tweaking it, you know, what works, what doesn't work, being able to take what we're doing this year and not only expand it up to seventh grade, eighth grade, but also begin expanding it down to the younger grades. What we'd really like to see happen at some point in time is a way to is to integrate these ideas into a full day school curriculum so that it expands beyond just an after school program and becomes something that we're integrating into the everyday business of school.
Yeah, I'm just thinking as a business owner myself, how many applications from school you use or were never taught. I mean, kids now aren't taught how to balance checkbooks, how to reconcile their checking accounts, how to do anything of that sort. In order to be a business owner, you have to know every single aspect. I mean, I'm just thinking, this summer, my wife and I drove up to Boulder, and we stayed in Ouray, Colorado, which is this absolutely beautiful community up in the Rockies. And we stayed in bed and breakfast. It was owned by two retired teachers. And the gentleman said that he thinks that kids don't stay in school anymore because there's not shop, there's not home ec, there's not things that captivate them anymore. And so they lose interest at an early age and forget about the importance of school. This program, to me, is amazing.
So let me ask you, if you get, let's say, you know, I know it's a pilot program. You said it was after school. So it's not part of the curriculum yet. Does that have to be approved still from the board of whoever it is, the school board?
Actually, we have full governing board support from the Washington School District. We presented it. We presented the plan to them. I want to say it was early September with just kind of, hey, here's kind of what we're thinking. And then we came back 3 or 4 weeks later and actually made a recommendation. It was a three-part recommendation. The first part of the recommendation was that we would begin piloting the program in an after-school type setting. And the second part of the recommendation was that pending the review of our after-school program, that we would like to begin looking at implementing Arroyo Inc. as a magnet program during the 2012-2013 school year. And then finally, the reconfiguration from a K-6 to a K-8, that was the third part of the proposal, and that was approved by the board. And they're excited, supportive, and I know they're looking forward to kind of hearing updates throughout the school year as to how we're progressing.
And how many people did you have working on this proposal?
We had, again, the Grow Arroyo, like Sandy said, the Grow Arroyo committee started last year before I even arrived at Arroyo. And I know they had a passionate group, and their charge was pretty general. In fact, if I had been there, it would have been a little frustrating for me because their charge was to kind of just begin looking at some different things that might work for Arroyo. And I know they looked at things like STEM programs. They looked at like DECA programs. They looked at all kinds of different models and things, and they just couldn't find something that they were completely comfortable with yet. And so when I came on this summer and then I got a chance to meet Sandy and kind of caught her excitement and passion for this Arroyo Inc.
Sandy doesn't get excited.
How can you not catch excitement from her? Because, I mean, she could pretty much sell you anything. what was amazing to me was Sandy is a parent in our district. Her kids don't even go to Arroyo, but she sees the big picture, and she mm-hmm. sees the district as a resource for not only her personally but her kids and her community. And what an amazing lady to be willing to partner with us.
Well, that's why she wins so many awards.
Yeah,
and she's blushing
she's
now.
Critically acclaimed. She's critically acclaimed.
She has more trophies than Tiger Woods.
Tiger, he was in the news again. I forgot.
Well, I don't know.
Something
what he did,
about a dog. But anyway,
somebody threw a hot dog at him.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. I knew it was something with a dog. Yeah. It was a hot dog. Anyway, he is a hot dog. But when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with two great people that are really making a difference in the lives of kids, Philip Lyles and Sandy Mendez Benson. And we'll be right back.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Entrepreneurial Spirit with Craig Dean. And I'll tell you, this is a spirited show.
It is. This is very, very fascinating. And Sandy just found out that she's live.
On TV. You streamed that TV.
Yes.
Or go to familyvaluesradio.net because I think our website is under construction right now. So they can see at familyvaluesradio.net. So go to the station website. And they can see Sandy in person.
Just wait.
You do give autographs, don't you?
I do.
She
often.
Does.
Often.
And,
she's a true entrepreneur. She charges for
exactly.
The autographs.
MasterCard accepted. Okay. Now, a couple other questions. If you said you had the pilot program, you're developing that. You said between 30 and 50. Now, if you had, this is a two-part question, actually. Wow, it sounds like meet the press, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Number one part is if you get over 50. How do you decide who's in, who's out for the students? And number two is, what are the qualifications and what is the process for business owners to teach whatever courses? How do you go about that? Great two-part question. I'm glad you thought of it.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, I thought of it.
Whose question was that?
I don't know, but I gave it the credit to Craig.
Hey, the first part, the first answer, the answer to the first question, I would love to have that problem. I would love to have the problem of having that many kids excited. We will be rolling out in 2 weeks. We have our fall break coming up next week. But right after fall break, we'll be rolling out our application. We'll start promoting amongst the kids what the program is. And we would hope that we would have a selection to make from kids. Our plan is really to take kids that are passionate, that are interested. We're not looking for the brightest and the best. We're looking for a good cross-section of kids who have a desire to do what we were talking about earlier, to be creative, to want to learn those foundational skills.
I think passion
of money management.
Yeah.
Yep. Of what it takes to run a business, of how to come up with ideas, of really partnering with people. So as far as criteria go, I'm looking for kids that are excited about it. And what fifth or sixth grader wouldn't be excited about being able to go through the process of learning about a business, learning about being an entrepreneur, and then actually having the opportunity to create something. I'm really excited about finding and seeing what kids will create. That's kind of the excitement for me at the end of the year. We want to have
we may get the budget solved through this program.
You may be one of the you may be one of the judges, by the way, in our Shark Tank at the end of the year. We're going to do a little Shark Tank where kids actually compete with their business plans and their products. So that's an exciting thing. So that's the answer to part one.
Yes.
I know that's kind of a long answer.
No,
to
it's a good
one.
What the heck
question.
Was part two question?
I forgot what part one was.
The part two question, I must be on my A game because I'm
no
remembering.
Yeah.
I remember.
Really, the way for businesses to get involved at this point in time is we need businesses to partner with us. It's pretty easy because we are partnering with Junior Achievement. They're going to be the ones that are actually delivering the curriculum during the after-school program. They have a training program. I think it's a one-day.
It's
a three-hour training that they're required to do with anybody that's interested in teaching the classes. And so at this point in time with the after-school program, since we're using Junior Achievement in that part of it, we're looking for businesses to partner with Junior Achievement to actually be able to teach those classes within the schools. And then when we move forward into kind of what I would say what sets Arroyo Inc. apart from any other type of entrepreneurial program that you might see at a school where they're actually designing their own products and doing that Shark Tank thing, I think it's more just about a willingness from the business community to say, hey, I want to be involved and start plugging them in however we can between myself and Sandy and anybody else on the committee is just to begin to build a list of people that are interested in getting involved, whether it be teaching classes, whether it be being a judge on the Shark Tank mm-hmm. thing, whether it be inviting kids over for a field trip, you know, whatever it may be. There's certainly going to be all kinds of opportunities for everyone to get involved that would really like to.
How have the parents received this?
Very well. We actually did some qualitative research with the parents, did some focus groups, et cetera, and I think it's gotten overwhelming support. I just wanted to go back to the question of how can businesses get involved, because this is such a critical piece of what we're doing here. But we are can you hear me now? We actually are working with Junior Achievement, but we're soliciting help from the business community to actually teach the classes with instructors from the Washington Elementary School District. And so what we've done is we've put together a business advisory team at the district, sort of pulling in businesses and talking to them about what some of our key initiatives as it relates to this group are. And in particular, Arroyo Inc. is one of them. And so we had our kickoff meeting for the business advisory team a week ago, and the response to it was overwhelming. And so we proposed Arroyo Inc., and I can't tell you how many people came up to us afterwards and are very interested in teaching these classes. Beyond that, I have lots of friends that I know either through business school or people that have started their own businesses, and I've talked to them, and they're equally as excited about being involved in something like this where you're taking young minds and sort of helping them develop to see where it all ends up. And I think ultimately, I mean, outreach doesn't just go to the business community, but it goes to the universities. We've got, you know, great local universities that I'm asking to work with us to sort of track where these kids are. They're starting as these sort of young entrepreneurs, and where do they end up? There's always the age-old question, are entrepreneurs born or are they trained? And this is a great opportunity to sort of track where they start. And while we continue through the magnet program, hopefully, to educate our kids around business and entrepreneurial opportunities, do they become entrepreneurs? Do they work in corporate America, which is what I did, and basically work in the new product development department, you know, coming up through ideation and going through the idea generation process to launch new products for larger businesses. So I think it's really sort of key to understand that we're looking for all kinds of business folks, small business leaders, large business leaders that have experience sort of in this area or marketing, even in finance, to step in and work with us. This is, you know, we're starting small, but the opportunity is huge. And so really just want to get people excited to call us and to be involved. And if you have any questions, you can certainly reach me at invest.in.education@hotmail.com. And I can give you all kinds of information about what we're doing.
That's fantastic. You know, as a business owner, a previous business owner, and actually starting a new business now, when I got involved in the Sunny Slope Kiwanis and then started getting involved in Sunny Slope High School, and this year is a perfect example of it. The first day that the Key Club, and the Key Club is the junior Kiwanis of the high school, 94 kids showed up that first day. They still have 94 kids. We had our large fundraiser 10 days ago for the steak fry. We asked them to come and help, and you figure, you know, they're high school kids. Three or four would show up. There must have been 30 kids that showed up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and stayed all the way till 10 o'clock at night working. It gives you faith. It gives you hope. It makes you think, God, there is a great community of kids out there.
If I could speak just real quick to the question about parent support. You know, anytime that you put out a survey of your families at a school, you wonder about what kind of rate of return you get from surveys. But out of 410 students, we had over 200 surveys returned, dealing specifically with the idea of the three-part recommendation that we made to the governing board several weeks ago. So that's over 50% return rate. Of those surveys returned, we had close to 80% that were very favorable of the program itself. Another 15% were checked unsure, and I think they checked unsure because this is something that you don't see or hear about in any school. And so those are the people that really want some more information before you check yes or no. You know, there's a people that jump on and will check yes, and there's a people that will check no. But then there's a bunch of people who kind of wait and see. And those are the people that we're looking at really targeting here within the next couple of months to really find out from them what kind of questions they have, how we can answer those questions and get the ball rolling.
Are there any more programs like this in Arizona?
Well, Junior Achievement offers their version of it, and which they've been doing for years, and it's an excellent program, starting in kindergarten all the way up to high school. But there isn't anything that sort of that acts like a magnet program like this, and there isn't anything that resembles the sort of Shark Tank ending or finale, I guess. And I think that's the part that's really going to sort of make this whole thing stand out. It's not just that we want community and business folks involved through the instruction part of it. We want them to come in and look at what we've done at the end and evaluate these kids' business cases and ultimately work with these kids in future ways. And so I think I don't know of any. We've done research and we don't know of anything that's going on in Arizona similar
to
this.
What about other states?
I found something on Kaufman Foundation, I think.
Oh, okay.
They're doing a charter school, I think, in Kansas, similar to this. Now, I don't know how far they've gotten or you know how it's taken or been received, but I know that I did see. But you know, they certainly tout the need to blend education and business and how it's just sort of a given and something that we should expect in the future.
Yeah, the Kauffman Foundation is great for supporting entrepreneurs. They do a tremendous job. Would they get involved in something like this?
Well, I just found them today, so you never know. Give me a few hours.
And they're on line one right now.
That's right.
I think I have a great idea. Let's vote on it. You ready? After hearing this, what if You're going to have contests. You're going to, right? You're going to have things like that. What if the winners or the first three winners, we interview them on the entrepreneurial spirit?
Oh, how would
that be? Young kids.
They love
would that
it.
Be
and
good?
They could bring their project with them or their invention or
and
something.
And we can
and talk about
further
that?
Assist. What do you think of that?
That's incredible.
You heard it here. It's breaking news. What do you think, Craig?
I think it's absolutely wonderful.
No, more incentive for kids to really to shine and really to be proud of what they have accomplished. And I bet you're going to have some amazing kids.
Yes. And I think, you know what, sometimes we think about, oh, what kind of awards could we give them? Do we give them an iPad? What do we give them at the end? And really, I mean, something like this where they actually get to talk about what they've
That'd
been
be
through
fantastic.
Is
I think it'd be cool.
probably something
And maybe
more
have
meaningful.
Some business owners, some guests, some local really successful business people that we've had on the show call in or come down and congratulate these kids.
I think the business
community. That's incredible, right?
It is. I think the business community would just jump on
that. That would be good.
You should be a principal.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't want to tell you, but you're out. No, I'm kidding. You're doing so well, you should be a radio host. No, you're both doing very well. But do you like that idea?
I love it.
We'd be willing to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, what better way to make a difference within the lives of kids to really fully embrace them and everything they're doing. I like it.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is really good. When does it start again? January, you said?
It actually will kick off January. I want to say January 17th.
Okay.
Will be the first official after school
class. I could see this being a PBS documentary.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
really
got
to get Mark Brody or somebody from 91.5 over in the very first.
What did you just say?
Mark, oh, nine. That other radio station.
Yeah, thank you.
But to start from the very beginning and just document this all along the way.
Well, we could do that.
Yeah, we could.
See, there we go.
You know, your idea about having kids be on the radio is exactly what we're looking for from business partners.
It's done then.
Not only the radio, but just creative, out-of-the-box ideas for ways to get kids motivated, to get kids excited about not only what they're doing in an after-school class on creating a business plan or being an entrepreneur or if it goes magnet or anything like that, but just get them excited and passionate about learning and be able to show them the big ball of wax to show them that, you know, if you do this, this will happen for you. And that's one of those things. I mean, you talked about that earlier, Craig, about kids, you know, kids lack of motivation. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking for innovative, creative ideas because this is something that is dynamic. It's changing all the time. We know where we want to go. We know kind of how we want to get there. But what I love about it is I don't feel boxed in to having to do it a certain way. It's one of those things as we move forward that we're going to tweak and we're going to – I mean, it's going to explode in all kinds of different directions if we allow it to.
Really, I mean, this is one of the things that I'll mention his name, Bill Gates. He's in the district, the mayor, the future. I mean, the whole city should be backing this totally.
And we could get the mayor and we could get people down here with the kids here at the same time. We've had some pretty good politicians here and people that really want to support kids and make a difference. And I have another idea. Oh, this is idea. Well, it's not
a think tank.
Yeah, this is a think tank. We should call
think tank. This is what your program's going to be like.
Well, this is ideation.
Let me ask you this, because as you know, or maybe you don't know, Craig had a great business for 26 years, and he's a phenomenal business guy.
Get there a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm a CPA and a business consultant for 30 years, and I know I don't look that old. Okay. I just threw that one in. But anyway, I see
that's
Glenn.
That's why he doesn't sit in your seat,
Glenn's Sandy. Not laughing yet because it's a tape delay, so he's hearing it 8 seconds later. Now he's laughing. But anyway, so neuro-linguistic programming. I want to make a big point about this. Ever hear of neuro-linguistic programming?
I have.
Yes. You have?
I don't know that I could tell you exactly what it is, but in the field of education, we talk a little bit about that. So go ahead.
Tony Robbins, you've heard of
him. Uh-huh.
Motivational speakers, mindset psychology. To me, my opinion is, as a CPA, and it's a little unusual, the mindset is everything here. And the entrepreneurial spirit, the word spirit, attitude, mindset, I think if you integrate, and if you, I don't know if you've had plans to teach the spirit, not just the mechanics of cash management and how to read financial statements and this, but the actual attitude, the spirit of an entrepreneur, that would go a long way. Have you thought of that? If not, I have some ideas.
Well, one of the things that we're doing during the week, the curriculum is actually going to take place on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But on Wednesdays, we have an opportunity and we plan to teach a course on leadership, which includes inspirational stories from mm-hmm. the business community. How did I get here? You know, Craig, you know, tell us about your business and what would you do differently? What did you do right and what did you mm-hmm. do wrong? Those kinds of things. And so I think there definitely is an opportunity. You know, there's one thing that I didn't mention that I think is really, really great about this school as well. It's an urban school. And so there's a lot of kids on free and reduced lunch. It's not sort of your average school. I mean, it's definitely an urban school with a really strong parent population. But when you look at these kids, who many of them haven't been exposed to some of the things that maybe your kids have been exposed to, mm-hmm. it's an even greater opportunity. It's even, you know, you even get more excited about the potential for it because through the leadership program, they'll learn skills and have the ability to sort of present their ideas and gain the sort of composure and self-esteem that they need to compete in the end. And ultimately, that's, you know, when you're up in front of venture capitalists or, mm-hmm. or the bank or whatever asking for funding, you have to be composed and compelling. And
crying
really,
usually doesn't work.
Crying doesn't work. Fighting, no. So, you know, you and so through the leadership program, I think it's really going to be there's one opportunity for people to come in beyond the curriculum piece of it to tell us about to what you said, to speak to the spirit of entrepreneurism.
I think that's huge. And, you know, some other pieces maybe you've thought of, maybe not, is public speaking. That is a huge skill for anyone that wants to succeed beyond
their
imagination.
Actually, my wife would be great at that because my wife is being honored next month for her 25th year in Toastmasters.
Yeah, see, that's a good organization.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, the other thing we could do – wow, I'm just taking over, aren't I? Okay. you said, you know,
you
about
could
the
be
principal.
The principal.
I'll be the vice principal.
If I can have my own talk show, could you be the principal?
Done deal, right? Right, right? Okay. You know, occasionally, not just waiting for the winners, but maybe have kids come in periodically for a Q&A with, and we mm-hmm. have some great, the most successful business owners around in Phoenix, and a Q&A. I mean, that's like off the charts because, I mean, like we've had the owner of the Wildflower Bread Company mm-hmm. on. We've had some great, well, you had that great economist.
Elliot Pollack was
incredible.
On the show.
Yeah. I mean, brilliant minds.
Yeah.
How amazing would that be? Right in studio, have a Q&A.
Well, actually, you know, it's interesting. We have had great people on the radio show.
Ah.
You know, John Massaro from the Phoenix Opera, he and his wife Gail were on for an hour and a half with
phenomenal
us.
People.
And we all were actually had tears streaming down our eyes because they're so passionate. And the music that they were playing. And John's wife, Gail, was, I don't know if you're aware of it, but was an international opera diva. She performed for years with the Metropolitan in New York.
Wow. Phenomenal.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But you hit the key, you know, the spirit. You know, we've lost so much spirit in the last few years in our country. Everybody is so pessimistic and so fearful. And that's what being an entrepreneur does. It teaches you to jump over those fears and to just go forward.
Very, very well said. So there's a lot of great possibilities there. What do you think of the last one, the Q&A with we have great connections with the Arizona Rattlers and, of course, Kevin Guy, general manager,
we could
head
probably
coach,
even,
probably the owner of the Rattlers,
could do,
perhaps.
We could go to the school and do an on-site show there.
Oh, my gosh. Now that is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, do a remote. We could
that
do that because
be
we're doing remotes at the state fair starting Friday, so I suspect we could do remotes at the school.
Yeah.
You know, so one of the foundations of this whole thing as we started building it, and it actually started last year a little bit as the committee started looking at different things. They were really interested in those essential 21st century skills, literacy in the digital age, and those skills are digital age literacy, inventive thinking, effective communication, which is what you're talking about, and high productivity and quality, state of the art results. And so we're kind of using those as almost benchmarks, if you would say, to really not only guide what we want to do, not only guide the outcome, but assess all the way through. Because again, being an educator on the education side, I'm interested in the assessment piece of it. I'm interested in how it translates to student achievement. And my belief is that you get them hooked into something like that, and it's going to generalize into all different areas, whether it be increased math scores, increased reading scores, whatever it is. And bottom line, it's my core value that I have is do what's best for kids.
You know, and I think the Washington School District, I'd like to talk a little bit about that district. I mean, it's really a melting pot, just like our country is. How many languages are spoken in the Washington School District, and how large of an area does it encompass? How many schools are there?
There are 32 schools. I couldn't exactly tell you how many languages.
I've heard the number.
Numerous.
It's numerous.
Yeah, it is.
I want to say 30 or 40 yeah. languages.
Is there that many in the world?
If not more, yeah.
Come on, there's not that many in the world.
And we go from as far north as Greenway, as far south as Bethany Home, as far east as 7th Avenue.
Right. 7th Street.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that would be your kid's school. Actually, I was there the other day for a training, and as far west as 45th Avenue, and it is an elementary district, K through 8. One of the pillars, and the reason why I'm in the district is that it is a district of choice, and we have some K-6 schools, we have some 7-8 schools, we have some K-8 schools. And we even have a 5-8 school. So it just kind of it really is, like you said, a melting pot, not only culturally with languages, but also really looking at ways to meet the needs of the individual communities. And that's what makes it diverse and special. That's what's exciting to me about being a Washington School District
employee.
Well,
the statistic that blew me away was at the Business Alliance meeting the other night that the school buses in the Washington School District put in 1.5 million miles a year.
Whoa. Right.
Wow.
That's rather remarkable.
Yeah.
Now, let me make an observation. I think here's a possibility where the students can be the teacher because, as you know, with the economy the way it is, and Craig, you see it, I see it as a consultant, you're a consultant. There's a lot of the parents of these students are going to somehow indirectly benefit because there's a lot of information parents need. Business owners, I don't think really the majority of them. I think they have a lot of opportunity, let's say, to really learn more in creative ways of doing business and really in enhancing their own mindset. So I see this as also an opportunity for the kids to sort of by osmosis filtering information to the parents, and it may just help the parents because, right, Craig, I mean, there's a lot of businesses, I'd say in the high 90%, they really can do so much more, and they just don't understand it. It's not intentional.
Well, they get stuck in their box.
Yeah, exactly.
What happens.
Working
yeah.
above your self-imposed limitations, I think, is the key, and if you teach that and they see their kids do it, I think you're going to catch fire with the parents.
Absolutely. I mean, as a parent, I remember my daughter would come home from school with whether it was geometry, algebra, or trigonometry, which I took a million years ago going, oh, my God, don't ask me any type of questions. But if they're coming with these great innovative inventions and projects, that would really whet my appetite as a parent.
Be phenomenal. I mean, do you see that as a possibility, Sandy or Philip?
I think, you know, we're going to host a community forum on November 17th,
November 17th.
For
I'm flipping burgers.
Yep, flipping Are burgers.
You?
And,
yeah.
And we're inviting the community, churches, businesses, just, you know, residents to come and see what we're doing because they don't all have the information. Not everybody's on the internet on our website. So we are just sort of bringing everybody together. But I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I think they're the business people that are coming and looking at sort of how these kids, if you document the process of how they're thinking through what they're doing, we can all learn from it. I mean, we're hoping, Phil and I, that, you know, we'll come up with some creative business on the side ourselves, you know, just in working with the kids.
It's gonna stimulate your mind.
I heard somebody talk about making a hot dog maker, a solar hot dog maker.
Really?
That's what I'm banking on it.
That's Tiger Woods,
solar,
I think, right?
Well, I'll tell you what my invention is. I would wish one of the kids would do it. You know, when you drove to a house the other night, it was kind of in Paradise Valley, which is so dark. There's very few streetlights. Try to find a street sign there. You can't see them because none of them are lit. A little solar light bulb on the top of each street sign in this city. We're in the greatest part of the world for sun. And so when you drive down, you can see the names of streets.
Or they could put a little light bulb on those photo cameras that you can't see so we could see them.
Yes.
Am I right about that?
You're right about
that. Okay. Anyway, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with the most fascinating topic, something that I think will make a huge difference in the world, certainly in the kids' of lives and their families, and we'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward. How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7-steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Entrepreneurial Spirit starring Craig Dean. Craig, this is a phenomenal show. You've always had amazing shows. This ranks among the best.
It's why? Fascinating.
Because we have two amazing people that will help motivate, inspire kids that will make a difference in the world. That's what we need in the
world. So, Philip, how long have you been a principal?
This is actually my first year as a principal.
Wow. And before that, you were a teacher?
Before that, I was 7 years as an assistant principal and taught before that. So I've been in administration, but this is my first year as a principal, and it has been exciting, challenging. I sleep well at night. Again, I'm just really looking forward to seeing what Arroyo Inc. does for not only the kids at Arroyo, but also the Washington School District, and possibly even beyond that.
This is going to stimulate other schools to be innovative, because I'm just looking at you being so excited about doing this. I mean, if you've been a vice principal and you've been in the school district for, let's say, 25 years, and now you have an opportunity to do something that no one else has ever done, it gives you all the more reason to get up and go to school every day.
That's a good way to put it. And in Arroyo tradition, we are the Arroyo Lobos. And do you know what Lobos do?
Mm-hmm. Howl?
They howl.
Oh, can you
and
do
so
some howling?
Every morning on announcements, we
listen
howl.
Listen to this howl.
And so the kids howl.
We got one.
Like that. There you go.
Who did that one? Craig, did you just do that one? That was good.
The kids love it. It's something that gets them going in the morning and instills some school pride and some school spirit. We have a great time with it. And it is fun most days to get up and come to work.
Well, and I want to just say something that I know Phil won't say about himself. He sort of looked at as the turnaround king for this opportunity, and so he came in and you know, lots of experience. Although this is his first year as a principal, he's lots of experience under his belt. But the really great thing that you saw immediately is you saw that his ability to sort of to outreach to the community. And so he's not afraid to go into people's homes and sit with families and talk about what we're doing, which is, you know, absolutely critical given what's going on with the economy and the fact that the parents have choices now. I mean, they can take their kids to charter schools or to private schools. So the fact that he is out there meeting with families and you know, sitting in living rooms and going to hospitals to talk with people that he's met in hospital. I mean, you know, it's just it's you need a strong personality when you're talking about turning a school or a business around. So
what kind of books do you read to help you with this program and to keep you stimulated with the entrepreneurism?
I don't have a whole lot of time to read any books. but you know, the thing that drives me and gets me excited is being able to talk to people. I was at a convenience store just down the street from Arroyo just the other day. I buy my I call it Circle K Fridays, and I buy a grade level teachers from each grade level every Friday. I buy them a drink from Circle K as a small token of appreciation for
those little shots of
no, it's they're I always tell them when I take their order they have to be school approved beverages. Yeah. But I was in there, and I happened to have one of my cards, and I made contact with the manager there and told him kind of what we were doing at Arroyo with Arroyo Inc. And he and I are actually meeting this week. And so what stimulates me and what keeps me focused and grounded, first of all, is having conversations with people, sharing the passion of what we're trying to do, talking to Sandy every time I get to sit down and talk with her during her committee meetings. I learn something new every day, every time we meet, and then I think other than my family, my own personal, my wife and my two kids, who are amazing support system. Anytime that you're a principal, you need that support at home. But other than that, I also have a great group of kids at Arroyo, and those kids, you know, a lot of them come from, like Sandy said before, a lot of them come from backgrounds where they don't have opportunities. And just to see the smile on their faces, mm-hmm. to see them light up and smile, whether it be at lunchtime or right now we're in the middle of doing a penny war for the Kiwanis.
Oh, okay.
For the walkathon
coming
up. I think we're close to $400 in pennies already.
Wow.
And those are from kids.
That is amazing.
And, we're doing some cool
Joe
stuff
Hicks
at lunch.
Happy.
Yeah, she's gonna need an armored car to come and pick up all the stuff. But you know, just to see the passion in the kids' uh-huh. eyes, to see the smiles on their faces, to get hugs from little kindergarten kids, to walk into a cafeteria full of kindergarten kids and have them howl, because that's the way we greet each other. We don't clap, we howl. And so you know, I get 80 or 90 kindergarten kids howling when I walk in the cafeteria, and those are the things that drive uh-huh. me. Obviously, very stimulating conversations with the people from Junior Achievement. We're really trying to utilize. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. What we want to do is take the wheel that's already invented and soup it up. I maybe put it on steroids. I don't know if that's politically correct or not, but really take something that's already existing and use the things that they've already done that's, you know, that's proven research good for kids, and soup it up with some of our innovative out-of-the-box ideas and even your own out-of-the-box ideas.
Well, he was pointing to me, by the way, for the listeners that aren't looking at Ustream. Thank you so much. Now,
there's more to the show than Sandy Mendez.
Yeah, thank you. How does Elvis Presley say it? Thank you very much.
Thank you,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Now, the parents, how important is it for the parents to support their kids? I mean, it's always important in anything, but do you anticipate any type of resistance because it is out of the box? And do you have certain things you thought of to really get to the parents to buy into this totally? Because they are underage.
That's a great question. Some of the things that we've already done is we've had some parent focus groups, and they haven't been as well attended as I would like them to have been. Obviously, the survey has gone home to every single parent, so they kind of know what's going on. We've communicated them with them in various ways, shape, and form. This this forum that's coming up on November 17th is going to be an important event where families are invited. Word of mouth is huge. Just talking with kids, talking with parents out in the pickup lane, talking to them about what's coming up. And I think, you know, I'm a parent myself, and what smart parents do is they wait and see what's going to happen. And words are one thing, but actions are another. Mm-hmm. And so what's really important to us is that we put out a quality pilot program this spring, and that's part of the reason why we're waiting until the spring. I get frustrated and antsy that we can't start it tomorrow. And I know Sandy, she wanted to start it in August because she was so excited about it. But we really want to put forth a quality program so that it's not just words or something on paper or something that sounds good on the outside. But when you really dig deep, you can really see that there's some meat behind it, and not just a little. You know, a little project at the end, and we call it Arroyo Inc. We want it to be all inclusive. Sandy, you can take that and run with it a little bit, but it's one of those things that we're really looking for quality and depth to what we're doing.
I agree with everything Phil has just said. I also think that it will spiral. I think once, you know, the application process, or what we're calling the enrollment process, is really sort of a, you know, could you give us, have you ever had a really cool idea and have them document it? And just sort of getting them revved up about the fact that their ideas are really important. You know, the other thing I wanted to mention is I think back to the people that have really had an impact on my life, and it's always, you know, initially really been, it started in school. Mm-hmm. And so I think about the teachers that were absolutely critical and influential and that really believed in me, and those are the people that sort of turn your lives around. And you think about this being sort of a partnership between education and the business community, and so now you don't just have that teacher having an impact in your life, but it's your mentor. It's this business person that mm-hmm. told you, you know what, doesn't matter where you're coming from or what your background is, you can do anything you want to do. You can define your own destiny, and ultimately that's what entrepreneurship is about. You mm-hmm. know what? Take it, run with it, build your future. And so those are the skills that we're giving to these kids and that we're hoping that parents will support. And I think as a parent, who wouldn't support that? Who doesn't want something? Who doesn't want to give that gift to their kids?
You just slightly touched on it. You had mentioned it way back in the beginning when we started. If you had to do it over, what would you do over again and things of that sort? And we're talking about parent involvement. And I wasn't my own parent, but I had parents. I wished that my parents had much higher expectations for me and had really pushed me a lot harder, because I don't think I really came even close to reaching my potential in high school and college. I was just kind of a flake. You know, I was just
a flake.
Yeah, I wanted to have fun. I never studied hard. I never worked hard. I really didn't develop that till maybe the Army kind of taught that, instilled that in me when I got drafted. But that was kind of out of fear, you know. But but
kind of.
I think that we need to put higher expectations
totally.
On our kids, on ourselves, on our communities. And I think this program is going to do that.
Well, they've had many studies. I think we only have 2 minutes left. But real quick, is they've had studies where one class was a mediocre class, one was a gifted class, and they told the teachers the opposite. So the teacher that thought they had the mediocre class was really the gifted class, she lowered the expectations. And the mediocre class that the teacher thought was gifted, she raised the expectation. Guess which class did better? The one that was mediocre over the gifted class. Expectations, Craig, you're absolutely
are everything.
Right.
And passion. On it.
And
absolutely. Because as a business owner, the higher expectation you put on your employees, the greater they're going to perform.
Got to raise the standards.
Yeah, because once they reach their potential, you feel so much better. You can't wait to go to work or go to school.
So how do they get in touch with this? Either one of you, actually.
You can contact me at philip.liles@wesdschools.org. That's philip.liles@wesdschools.org. Or you can get in touch with Arroyo Elementary School. And I'd be happy to speak with you. I'd be happy to set up a time for you to actually come down and check out our school, check out our program, whatever I can do to help you get to know Arroyo a little bit better and the community we serve. Love to hear from you.
Sandy?
And I can be reached at invest.in.education@hotmail.com.
Once again?
invest.in.education@hotmail.com.
Well, thank you both for coming in. Sandy Mendez-Benson, a tremendous parent, a great entrepreneur, and, of course, Philip Lyles, principal of a Royal Elementary School. Thank you. Got a quick comment.
Just a help.
Oh! There we go. And we'll be right back with Understanding Autism at 3 o'clock.
Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.